Greetings, this is Nigeria, and you're with UrbanBuzzMag.com. I have Robert Hawkins on the line and Saint, and they have a new single now called Champion. Now, I mean, it is truly an uplifting anthem and something we definitely need right now. However, we need it every day. You know, it need to be, let me do a shameless plug, it need to be your ringtone in the morning when you wake up. But I'm gonna let my brothers go on and help encourage your hearts and minds about the single and just daily life and how we have to remind each other that in Christ, we are champions. So Robert, take the mic, and then Saint, when you want to jump in and add your words, just jump on in, okay?
Oh yeah, well thank you so much for having us, everybody. This is your boy Robert Hawkins. I'm out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm your new cousin. We appreciate the opportunity to share, you know, our new music, which is Champion by Robert Hawkins and my boy Saint. We just wanted to come together, you know, first of all, to demonstrate unity in the industry, because often it's like everybody want to do their own thing, but it's nothing like collaborating with one that's going in the same direction as you, is not jealous of you,
right?
You know, you want to team up. So it was an honor to work with Saint, and of course it's going to be ongoing, but we just want to come together, create a new sound, you know, from our hearts. You know, we both got stories of depression, I have story of addiction, and to understand that we're champions no matter what we face, no matter how low it gets, no matter how dark it gets, because we've been there, done that, and still got ways to go, right? But we are a champion through Jesus Christ. So that's the profound message in a nutshell.
Okay. Go ahead, Saint.
I don't even know if I need to touch that, because my brother, he hit it on the nail. I mean, Champion stands as a testament of the power of music. I mean, that me and Robert came together to give the world something different. And then bringing in efforts from Sean Keys to produce this massive song. I mean, this collaboration not only highlights me and Robert as individuals, but it also underscores a profound impact that a united vision can have once it's given to the world. And we're so glad that you're able to play it and allowing us to be a part of what you guys are doing.
Yeah, one of the things...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I would say one of the lyrics of the line says, on the battlefield, standing strong with us, there's a champion. So watch this. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, we want to say we're champions after the fight.
Come on.
How do you know that we are champions during the fight? And the reason why, because he's right there. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. So in the midst of your depression, in the midst of the addiction, in the midst of the low self-esteem, you still are a champion because God is right there by you.
I love that you said that. One of the things I'm super excited about is to see two brothers in Christ come together. You know, on an album, we see the girls do it, but guys, I mean, y'all not the only ones, you know, there has been but in 2025, that's like almost an anomaly.
Bro.
Just talk about the brotherhood a little bit. I mean, you know, I know you guys had your own personal struggles that I would definitely like you to tap into and encourage other hearts and minds, you know, and especially in gospel, like y'all just came together and did that. So talk about it.
Yeah, Robert, let me jump in there real quick. Me and Robert have both been national recording artists for years, and it's crazy. We knew each other, but we didn't really know each other. We seen each other and saw.
He didn't like me. Okay, let's just be transparent. Hey, but no real talk. You know how the industry is.
Yes.
And the industry will try to paint pictures of what somebody is and who you shouldn't fool with and stay away from this person and that person. And then sometimes we can allow our own depiction of things to be swayed. And I'm not going to lie to you. To be transparent, I was a little bit. I stayed to myself, my shell, the people that I was around. And not to get too deep into things, but I had went through some things.
Right.
Working with a certain group of people. And God had to take me, he had to take me down a few notches to show me like, hey, I'm here. I'm real. I'm the reason why you got this far. Not man.
Right.
Not this person who knows that person, but it's me working through you. So I had took a break for a little while, went through depression, went through struggles, went through just wanting to give up on the gift that God gave me. Fast forward, don't know what happened, don't know how I was placed on Robert's heart, don't know how I was placed in his vision, his mind. I don't know how that happened. But God laid it on Robert's heart to reach out to me in one of my most difficult times.
My God.
And when he did that, I mean, it's been up since then. I mean, we have done a lot in a year. And when I say I almost gave up on music, I didn't just almost, I did.
Right.
I was like, I'm never doing music again. I will never be treated this way how the industry's doing me.
Right, right.
And I gave up. And Robert came back around and brought me out of that place that I was in and was like, hey, I got an event going on. Go here. Let's do this. No, Saint, you shouldn't move like that. Saint, you need new photos.
Right.
The photos you got look dated.
Right.
The website look dated.
Right. Right.
Don't wear that shirt. Wear this.
Artist developed.
Right.
And I laugh, but in all seriousness, that's what brought us together, and that's what's staining us in this brotherhood. And I was able to understand Robert's story, to go to some of those clinics that people are struggling with addiction, to
right.
really see, like, bro, this is what you went through yourself?
Right.
Wow. God brought you through that? And here I am just struggling with what I was going on, and God brought you through that.
Right.
Bro, we have got to keep and stay connected. And through that, Champion was birthed.
Amen. Amen.
Just to keep it 100, Champion was birthed out of that. And not only did God bring me back to music and bring me with Robert, but then did he not start opening doors with people neither you nor I have connected with?
Yep.
Yeah.
Divine connections.
And yeah, go ahead, Rob. I'll let you talk now.
So,
yeah, go ahead.
So I just said divine connections, and that's how we know that the power of God is
yes.
the leader.
Yes.
He's the instructor of this, because even what our producer, Sean Keys, neither one of us never worked with Sean in the music that Sean has produced and, you know, got awards for. You know, that wasn't our style. And I kid you not, one day, Saint, we were on the phone. We were like, man, who could we get to create a, you know, track for us? And I kid you not, it's like the Lord put Sean on my heart that week.
Uh-huh.
And then when Saint mentioned it, I said, no way, bro. I said, let's try it. Let's do it. We called Sean, and immediately, which he don't just take on to anybody.
Right.
He knew it was a divine purpose. And from there, it's history. And the song has been, even, I know this Monday, but the song been doing well over the weekend. We've been getting so many great reviews. People said it's been impacting their lives. Thanking us, you know, through the grace of God for the message of healing, hope, and restoration. So we thank you for having us.
Yeah, we are all champions, because I'm having my Biggie moment. I got a story to tell. But what I love too is your styles are very different. So how did y'all do the mashup?
Yeah, you go ahead, Saint, and then I'm going to jump in.
Be honest with you, there was no, what's the word I'm looking for?
It
was a smooth transition. We both knew what our lanes were.
Right.
And we both had the wisdom to say, bro, I'm rapping too much. Bro, I need you to sing a verse. Did we not, Robert? We went to the studio.
I love it.
Even with my verse, actually, Saint start writing that verse the night before we went in the studio. It wasn't even planned.
Wow.
And then after that, it was just like, okay, now he's producer. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see how God would just use you.
Yeah.
Because Saint heard it. He's like, wait a minute, what you got to have a verse on this track. And he was like, this is what I'm hearing. Dun, 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 dun. You know, of course, I'm on key. He wasn't. I'm kidding.
I ain't no singer.
Right.
It don't matter, but the production of it, it was right there, and it's history.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it just came together. And of course, with the help of Sean, you know, he's a phenomenal producer. He led us and directed us and corrected us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like we went in, you know, saying we're going to do this, and you know how it is in the studio. You try this, and it's like, nah. And then something else come up and like, yeah, there we go, let's do that. Yeah.
Right.
So it's just, again, this was such a divine connection. I really mean, I've been in the studio several times. And you know, you try to make something.
Right.
It's just flow. Well, look, watch this. Well, owe nobody no money. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Lord.
I mean, this is a divine collaboration. And, you know, to just know that it's something this year, in this 2025, that God has placed on my heart. And it's so simple. Just ask, right? You ask Saint. And he responded in kind. And I think sometimes we get so like, well, I don't want to bother nobody. And I don't know how they gonna respond. But if you don't ask, you'll never know. The fact that you were bold enough and impromptu by the Holy Spirit to just ask. And let me tell you, if the Holy Spirit tell you ask, you know what I'm saying? Either that, right. Then you'll see the heart of that person, you know, because, you know, people be like, you know, y'all know, right? We all know, right? But, you know, we can ask, you know, and just either they gonna say yes, or no, that's simple.
Well, let's be transparent though. So this is another divine connection, because when I first brought it to Saint's attention at the time, because he went public with his consent, he was more so in like that state of depression, meaning like he was done with music. It wasn't even like no type of priority.
Right.
And it's like once I start the Lord using me to plant seeds, it was like, you know, it was a little pushback. It was like, no, I'm not ready. First, it was like, yeah, let's do it. Then he was about to back out. And I knew, and again, I know the Lord for myself. I said, no, that's the enemy. And my, you know, and I kept encouraging him, kept pushing him. And so, as soon as he obeyed the Holy Spirit, look where we are today.
Right.
God gets the glory. It wasn't me.
Right.
Look, he denied me. Right. He can't deny that Holy Ghost.
Facts.
Hey, Rod, that was a long 2-hour drive on the way for Saint.
Yeah. But the key here is obedience. God does everything for us. You know, we want to sing, he's already provided. And then when we fall in pits, we like, what we doing? And it's like, you have to already in your mind know what you know, right? I love in the Bible, it says, and now we know. Or we should know God. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, come on.
We should know.
Yeah. You hit on my other single, Things Will Work Out.
Oh, my goodness. Now, did I know that? No, I did not know that.
No.
I need a special shout out for that. I need a special shout out.
No. Come on.
Yeah, I didn't know that. But yeah, well, amen. We know God. We should know him. And even in our darkest moments, the Bible says he's still that shining light. Because how do we always come through, right? If you, I don't care what you're going through, when you belong to God, you belong to God. Like, I hear all these things about 2025. I'd be like, I'm a kingdom child. This world system don't have no effect on me.
Oh, that's fine.
So,
you good. One thing we learned, we understand the power of listening. Sometimes people need to vent. And, you know, and like he was saying, even with my nonprofit, the recovery gathering, you know, God told me to go back to the community where he brought me from.
My
you know,
God.
And that substance abuse, you know, mental illness. And so a friend of mine a few years back just planted a seed. He said, why did you do music? And I said, well, to impact people. I want them to feel what I'm feeling. This is all real. He said, powerful. Have you ever thought about going back to the place where God brought you from and minister to people? Because you know firsthand what it's like to be addicted and that. I said, no.
Right.
And I kid you not, 3 months later, the Holy Spirit just started dropping little nuggets, and I would start calling some of my spiritual leaders and my peers and asking what's the name of it. You know, we came up with the recovery gathering, was birthed June 2022. Watch this. The theme was Things Will Work Out. That was the day I released my single, Things Will Work Out, June 2022. And it's called the recovery gathering. And our mission statement is we celebrate recovery through worship for purpose. And so anybody that's in need of rehabilitation, addiction, any type of trauma, we create that safe space. So we provide free concerts in the recovery community.
Connect
local resources. We bring awareness to recovery. So after we leave with the big free concert and all the resources there, they're able to connect in their local community so they can continue their path of recovery. And I thank God, we're a 501c3, you know, and if anybody wants to donate or just want to come and check us out, you know, we do have a website, therecoverygathering.org, and we are a tour, okay? We don't stay in one location. We're out of Michigan, but my band and I, we travel the country, you know, wherever there's a need, because addiction trauma, all that stuff is such a need, and it's just been very impactful.
Yes, and I,
and that's what we're partnering with Champion.
Yeah, I was going to say, talk about that. Yeah, I thought that was excellent when I was reading that proceeds from Champion helps your nonprofit, and that I mean, my goodness, if you don't do nothing else, please just purchase Champion to help someone else. And I love it.
Y'all want to invite us out to your event?
Yeah.
If y'all want to sell some plates and get us on out there, we would love to come to a city near you.
I love
and,
it.
And we'll eat a plate. Come
definitely eat that plate.
Well, yeah. Well, that's what the comedy clubs do. They don't pay the comics to come there. They give them a plate or a drink and tell them to invite their friends, and that's it. And, I think this industry has portrayed such a facade of unrealistic ideas that people are confused. Until we really start doing what we're doing, you know, like I told Saint, you know, good to have you back, you know, from doing transitions. It's like, I mean that. When y'all are doing something, you can come back to Urban Buzz Magazine. We want to be your media partner because there's no good representation for the art community, and especially the Christian community. You know, I'm a devout Christian. Yeah, I have a magazine that I talk to secular artists, but my heart belongs to Jesus. And that's every day, all day.
It's important, and Robert said this to me a long time ago, but it's really important that we remain integral and we remain, what's the word I'm looking for, Robert? Not professional, but not tainted. As we've been on this musical grind, and we keep our names clean, we families clean.
That's
we keep
it.
What we do to uplift God. I know y'all seen a lot of memes in the industry. It's just things going on with different artists. I am grateful that me and Robert have been able to maintain our dignity and our professionalism, who we are. And we are invited back. Robert, we're invited back all the time from past events.
Right.
We've been to because of our integrity, because of who we are.
And that's love.
Yeah, we love people. And we don't forget, this is the reason why we do this, is to uplift God and to serve his people. When you have a servant's mentality, which Jesus was, I'm a follower of Jesus.
Right.
And all he did was serve. All he did was build. All he did was gave. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, first of and secondly, if you guys didn't support us, if you didn't book us, if you didn't buy our music, guess what? We'll be at home. You get what I'm saying? So I understand the power. I need y'all. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, and it's just nice to be nice anyway.
That part. Yeah.
So what we do for Christ will last.
That's it.
Longevity. Yeah.
I love it. Well, let everybody know the social media and where they follow you guys and purchase the single.
You can follow me on all social media platforms. I am R. Hawkins. That's IamRHawkins across the board.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can go to my website at www.iamyoungsaint.com. It will take you to all things Saint, formerly known as Young Saint. Streaming right now. Go get it.
All right.
It's available everywhere on all digital platforms. In fact, you got to go over to the Robert Hawkins TV on YouTube channel. The official music video is, the streams are going up, the views are going up. It's a powerful and impactful message through the actual music video. So go to Robert Hawkins TV, and the video is streaming as well.
I love it. And like I always say, thank you, and Robert, we welcome you to the family of key players. Saint already has been inaugurated. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So, yeah, just feel free to, as you continue to drop music or do a play or movie, whatever you're doing, writing a book, just know that we would love to be one of your media partners.
Thank you so much. How much are my monthly dues now? See, it's always a catch to something. Okay. No, thank you for the invitation, though. We look forward to future partnerships.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.